Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take five, not my fault.
No, the first one was totally your fault, and then that set off a chain reaction of giggling afterwards, and I just haven't been able to get myself together. But I'm good now. We hope you guys are having a great week. I can't believe the holiday season is coming up so fast. I feel like this whole year has gone by wicked fast, or is that just me?
No, the year has gone by, flew by for me. I can't believe it's almost the end of the year.
I know. I completely agree. It was like once the summer hit for me, I blinked, and then now here we are in December. And since it's December and the holidays are almost here, we decided to come up with some tips to help us survive the holiday season.
This first tip is mastering the art of the fake smile. Robin has this one down pat, and she has passed it on down to our youngest.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you just gotta be fake.
You start now. You'll have plenty of time to perfect your fake smile, and be ready to go at all your work or family gatherings this year.
Yeah, the fake smile is especially useful when Aunt Agnes asks you why you're still single, or you end up with a crappy Yankee Swap gift. Actually, do you guys know what a Yankee Swap is? I'm going to explain it real quick for those of you who might not know what it is. Sometimes Yankee Swaps are also called White Elephants, so I don't know if that's a regional thing. Around here, they're called Yankee Swaps, so that's what I'm going to call it. And a Yankee Swap is a party game, and it's basically a gift exchange party game. So what happens is everyone brings a wrapped gift, which is unlabeled, and then it's within a certain monetary amount. So let's say before the party, somebody says, hey, we're going to have a Yankee Swap, and everybody's going to bring a gift for $20 or $25 or whatever. So you would get a gift within that amount or equaling about that amount. So we get to the party, and then all the gifts are put into a big pile in the center of the room for everyone to see. So then when you start the Yankee Swap, everyone's going to draw a number from a hat to see which order the gifts will be chosen in. So obviously you'd start with number one and then go from there. And number one's going to hold on to their gift for now, and then the rest of the people start picking and unwrapping their gifts that they chose, and they show it to everyone. So if you don't like your gift, you can trade with someone else, and you can take their gift. And it just keeps going until everyone has a gift and all the trades have been done. And then the number one would get to go last, which is only fair, right? Number two is pretty much the worst number because there's only one gift to possibly trade when you pick your gift. So if you get a bad gift, then you're stuck with it. And if you get a good gift, chances are it's going to be stolen. I personally hate Yankee Swaps, and I'm going to tell you guys exactly why. So I participated in one years ago at work, like years and years ago. I think the gift limit back then was like $10 or $15 because this was like in the Stone Ages. So I went out and I got a gift card to Dunkin' Donuts, which was always my go-to. Here in New England, we love our Dunkin' Donuts, and who wouldn't want a gift card to Dunkin' Donuts, right? So the day of the swap comes, and I had a really bad number. You guessed it, I had number two. So I knew I was going to get stuck with something I probably didn't want. Fine, that's fine. It's just how those things go. But what I didn't account for were the gag gifts. So I ended up with a toy truck in that particular Yankee Swap, and this was long before I was even married, let alone had kids. And I was so mad because I literally couldn't do anything with it, but I took the time to get something decent. I ended up throwing it in the trash, and I actually made sure that the person who bought it saw me do it. I'm sorry. To me, that just wasn't funny. And where I worked, it was mostly younger, single, unmarried people, and literally none of us had kids, including the guy that brought the toy truck. And I'm fine with gag gifts. It's kind of what you do in a Yankee Swap, but I feel like you should at least make it something useful, like pot holders or batteries or something, not something that no one can even use. So I swore that day that I'd never participate in another Yankee Swap, and to this day, I never have. But anyway, I went off on a little rant there for a second. Let me get back to the subject of the podcast today. The second way to get through the holidays is strategic gift wrapping. So what you can do is wrap some random items around the house to have as backup gifts, or even shop clearance and have a few extra gifts just in case. That way, if you forget about someone by accident, you'll have something ready to go to give to them.
Yeah, and I always feel so uncomfortable if someone gives me a gift I don't have one for them in return.
Yeah, I think we all do.
This next one is an important one, especially for those big holiday family dinners. It's what I call being a food ninja. By that, I mean sneaking food off your plate into your napkin or maybe underneath the table for to give to the dog. Marshmallow just likes fries and cheese.
Yeah, she does. Those are two of her trigger words. So she knows if we say fries that she's going to get a piece of french fry, or if we say cheese, she's getting some because she's a good baby. That's a good one, though, and it'll save you from having to explain why you're not a fan of your cousin's famous mystery casserole, too.
Yeah, it's hard to fake liking some things.
Yeah, it definitely is. I remember when I was growing up, my mom used to make this apricot chicken dish for dinner, which I very unlovingly called yuckin because it was so gross. But anyway, so I mastered the art of taking a bite, semi-chewing it for just long enough, and then wiping my mouth all while spitting the half-chewed food into the napkin in the process. She knew I didn't like that dinner, but back then it was like you ate it and you liked it. It's just how it was in the olden days.
Yeah, spitting the chewed food into your napkin without being noticed takes a real skill.
Yeah, you know it. And speaking of food, when you feel that post-meal food coma coming on, you can just tell everyone that you're going to check on the kids. Then go hide in the bathroom for like 15 minutes and scroll through your phone.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And let me tell you about me and Robin's first Thanksgiving.
I know exactly what you're going to say right now. Okay, go ahead.
This was pre-marriage, and it was our first Thanksgiving. We were hosting. Family were coming over. We were both up early, 6:30 a.m., and we were starting cooking. And I was out getting the table set up and everything.
Yeah, you got to start the turkey early.
Yeah. And at 7 a.m., I walk into the kitchen, and I see a few beer bottles opened and half drunk. And I'm thinking to myself, what's going on? It's 7 a.m., but Robin might be stressed because family's coming over, or she's starting early. I was like, what am I getting into?
So let me tell you what it was. Well, Chris already knows this. He brings this up all the time. He still talks about this story. And this took place, what, like 15, 20 years ago at this point now. Well, 15 at least. So for those of you who don't know this, I know some of you who know me in real life obviously know this. I was married before I was married to Chris. And that guy is actually the father of both of my boys. So I had learned from my ex-mother-in-law that if you pour a couple of bottles of beer over the turkey, like before you start cooking it, and then baste the turkey in it throughout the time it's cooking, it makes the turkey super, trigger warning, moist. I know some people don't like that word moist. So for you, moist, moist, moist. That reminds me of that episode of How I Met Your Mother. Do you remember that? Yes. Where Barney was shooting Lily with the water gun and he was just moist, moist. Moist, like over again, just to torture Lily.
But I'm not 100% sure all that beer made it over the turkey.
No, it definitely did, because I don't even like beer, so it definitely did. And it really does. That's a good trick for you guys. If you want to help keep your turkey extra, trigger warning, moist, it's a good idea to pour a couple of bottles of beer over the turkey. But anyway, we got totally off topic. Again, we keep doing that. What were we talking about? We were talking about using the kids as an excuse, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So using the kids as an excuse is an awesome way to get out of stuff. I can't even tell you guys how many times over the years that I've used the kids as an excuse to get out of something because it works. And what better time to use your kids as an excuse than around the holidays?
That's right. And when conversation at the adult table gets a little too heated, just pretend you need to help the kids with something. Make a break for the kids' table. It's much more fun over there anyways.
Yeah, it definitely is. I was at the kids' table until like well into my 30s because my sister didn't have kids then. My brother didn't have kids then. It was me and my kids. So I like the kids' table. And so related, but not really, our next piece of advice is that if you say something inappropriate during a party or like a family dinner, blame it on the eggnog.
Did I really say that? Wow. This eggnog is strong.
Hey, whatever works, right? Another way to cope with stress at the holidays is to regift. And I am the queen of regifting. And I'm actually regifting a few things this year.
You can even make a game of it to see how many gifts you can regift without getting caught. Bonus points if the original gift giver doesn't realize they got their gift back.
Yeah, that's a good one. And if you get invited to a Yankee swap, that's a perfect time to regift some of the stuff you got that you don't want.
And you'll save money in the process.
Yeah, score. Saving money is always a good thing. Which is a great segue, actually, into the next idea we have to avoid stress at this time of year. If you don't want to send holiday cards, just say you're doing your part to save the trees. Environmental consciousness is the perfect excuse, am I right?
Yeah, but we're actually sending out Christmas cards this year for the first time in about a decade.
Well, in fairness, that was just me being lazy, but we did a big family photo shoot over the summer, so I figured I had an actual reason to send cards this year. But I know a few of my family members are listening, so don't get used to it, because I can tell you right now that I'm not sending them out next year.
That's okay. Once a decade is fine for us. And if you look on our Instagram page and scroll back, you'll be able to see the last card we just sent out. We sent out a decade ago. It's us as zombies.
Yeah, I posted it on Halloween because I think we talked about it. I don't even remember what we talked about. Oh, we did Halloween trivia. We talked about it, and I forget how it came up in the podcast, but I did post a picture of it. So that was only, a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have to scroll back too far. And that's going to bring us to our last tip to avoid holiday stress, and that's just to skip the New Year's resolution. By mid-January, actually, probably by, January 3rd, everyone will have forgotten them anyway, so you might as well not even bother.
Yeah, we know this time of year can be tough, but you see, our basic strategy is avoidance.
Yep. It sure is, because it works. And we hope avoiding some of these things works for you guys, too. And next week, we're going to talk about some bizarre holiday traditions from around the world. And I had a ton of fun researching that one, so I'm excited to tell you guys about those. So make sure you tune in next Thursday for that.
And let us know if you have anything you want us to cover in future episodes. And check us out on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, we're the Gen X Couple on both. And you can always feel free to email us at thegenxcouplepodcast@gmail.com if you guys have any stories, feedback, hate mail, whatever you got, feel free to email us anytime. Or you can tag us on socials.
And until next week, see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.